Well, it's a Tuesday. That's time for Dial-A-Doc program, and we're joined again today, conveniently at the right time, infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development, Margie Kochmeyer's back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me again. Well, let's define it first. Define flu, because we hear about it a lot in the news. It's not the stomach flu that we're talking about. Tell us about the symptoms of flu and how dangerous it is.
Well, people confuse the flu or influenza with a GI illness that some people refer to as the stomach flu. The flu is the seasonal viral illness, influenza. Symptoms are the body aches, cough, fever. Can be dangerous, especially for very young children who have little immunity to the flu, or older people, because the chronic conditions they have can exacerbate the symptoms. So while the flu is dangerous for the very young and the very old, there's also been some very healthy people that have died from seasonal flu. And this season, again, some very heartbreaking stories of kids that have died.
I know that the national news on the flu this year, there's been a lot of an awful lot of it apparently already, and apparently it's been I've heard it referred to as pretty bad this year. What does it mean by pretty bad this year? Tell us about that.
Well, pretty bad means that there's more sick people than expected, or there's been early outbreaks. It hit us probably a month earlier than what we saw last year, or it's a strain that we weren't expecting. So typically we don't see the B virus until later in the flu season, and this year the B virus, the Victoria, is predominating the circulating strains. B is especially bad for kids because they haven't built up any immunity from previous infections. And as of last week, the CDC reported 39 pediatric deaths in kids this year in the United States and about 4,800 deaths overall, with older people included.
Well, also in the news, I heard that the vaccine this year hasn't matched the strain of flu that seems most prevalent. What does that mean?
When the vaccine matches the virus in circulation, the risk is reduced from 40 to 60% for the overall population, and there's usually better results for the B vaccine, for the B strain. But this year, the B virus, the Victoria, has been the strain that's been circulating, and the CDC estimated the season's flu vaccine to this B strain to be a 58% match, and typically they were expecting more. It's usually seen later in the season, and it started from the very beginning this year. So taking an annual flu shot is always the best way to protect yourself.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Well, Margie, my understanding is flu season hasn't peaked yet. What does that mean?
Well, if we see it peak, that means we've seen high sustained numbers of people with flu-like illness, and then we see kind of the dip down. But remember, the flu is very unpredictable. It can start early, it can go later, it changed like it did, can change like it did last year. But it's really too early to know whether or not it's peaked. And while we saw a little bit of a drop in numbers last week, know that it could increase again. We are still seeing positives every day here, and the CDC is saying people seeking care for influenza-like illness remains elevated for our area.
Well, let's talk about our area, FHN. Have you seen a lot of flu yet, and anything in common in terms of whether it's younger, older, or any of those demographics?
Yes, we have. We've seen a lot of flu cases. We saw it earlier. To date, and this is as of last Friday, we had 107 cases, and I like to compare it to what happened the previous year. Last year on the same date, we only had 8, and this year we had 107. We've seen a lot of kids 12 and under and a lot of people over the age of 65 testing positive.
So the issue is you can still get the flu, and even if you've gotten the flu shot, right?
You can, because it doesn't give you 100% protection. You might not get quite as sick if you've taken the flu vaccine, if you get the flu. But if you don't take it, you have zero protection. So you want to protect yourself as best you can. And if you have tested positive for the flu during the flu season, once you get better, you really should consider taking a flu shot, because there's other strains that you can get protection for.
And what if you haven't gotten a flu shot yet? Still time yet now?
If you haven't taken it, it would be a good idea to take one, because we could still have months ahead of us. If you take your flu shot late, and I'm thinking March, April, or May, that is not going to cover you for the upcoming flu season, because that flu vaccine changes.
Now, what about with the danger demographics, you know, for children and also for seniors? Are the symptoms different? And what about these age groups? Should they sooner seek medical professional help if they potentially have the flu?
Well, kids under 5 and seniors, those are our two most susceptible that the CDC is reporting, and that's what we are seeing here, too. Kids just don't have a strong immune system, and their lungs and airways are so much smaller, so when they get inflamed, they do get sick, you know, pretty quick, so you have to, you know, watch them for maybe some blue skin, consistent temperatures. Older people, because of their chronic conditions, this just exacerbates all their chronic conditions. And there are some links for the flu and heart attacks, too. Last year, there was 143 kids that died in the United States, and the CDC reported that more than 80% of them were not vaccinated.
What about symptoms that if, you know, it gets to a certain level that really you should seek professional medical care? Give us an idea about that.
It's best to seek medical care if you feel like you're not getting better, if you have a cough that persists, headache, could be a sinus infection. Remember that it may be the flu, and then it could change into a secondary bacterial infection. That's when you would need an antibiotic. So emergency treatment if chest pain, severe headache, short of breath, confusion, vomiting. For kids, it's the blue color to the skin, or they get dehydrated.
All right, so you're talking about flu shot and hand washing. You always talk about that a lot as well, right?
Right. And the best thing that you can do for the flu season is to take your vaccine. But then you really want to make sure that you're washing your hands, not touching your face in public.
Okay, Margie. Always great information. We're in the midst of it here, so I'm sure we'll talk again soon, all right?
Very good.
All right, Margie Kochmeyer here today. That's the Dial-A-Doc program. She's the infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development as well. And you can learn more information about the flu by going to FHN.org, FHN.org. The preceding this morning brought to you today by FHN.